Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. And we are broadcasting live from the First American Bank's J.B. Falgu Building in Vacherie. First American Bank would like to take this opportunity to honor all veterans and active service members as we approach Veterans Day, which is the 11th. The bank will be closed on the 11th for Veterans Day. And it's really, as we talked about it, it's the veterans and families, military support, and, you know, honor them for a month of activities, which we'll be talking about. And this is something that's on our schedule every year, and we love it. Deuce McAllister, welcome.
Well, I appreciate it, and I definitely, we enjoy it. And, you know, obviously you're thankful for everything our veterans do. And, you know, sometimes they don't get, a lot of times they don't get the recognition that they deserve. But, you know, we have the things that we have in this country because of them.
And you have been busy already since you got here. I just sat here and had some water.
Pre-show. Yeah, we'll call it pre-show. And I got to give my little buddy DJ a shout out. Mike, I didn't even get a chance to get out my truck good. He was eyeing me down. So it's just like, you know, you have an opponent where the opponent gets off the bus and you're kind of looking at them and sizing them up. Well, a little DJ, that's what he was doing to me as I got out my car. He's waiting on me, and I'm like, you know, at least trying to make some, hey, how you doing? And, you know, he like, nah, he didn't have any of that for me, Mike. He wanted a rematch.
This is the young man that you had a little push-up battle with last year.
That's correct.
And this year, I don't know, it started in the bank, then it went out to the parking lot for a little bit. I stayed in the bank.
You stayed in, but DJ, he wanted to run over there almost to the cornfield and then run back over here. DJ, I got to work. I got a show to come and do. And he was like,
somebody help him on the cornfield. Sugarcane.
Sugarcane. No. He wanted to go to the cornfield. It wasn't sugarcane. He wanted to go a little further. He wanted to go further. And I said, DJ, I got a show to go and do. And then we started counting the bank columns out there. And I was trying to say, how about we just go to the first one? He said, no. We got to go all the way to the end. I'm like, DJ, come on, bro. And he didn't want to listen to that. So I'll call it a fast walk / jog. And if we had had cameras out there, we would have said it was a photo finish. But if we were close enough where I could say I at least tied him.
You did it. You did us proud.
Well, I appreciate that. And so since I felt that good, I decided to tell him he's got to come in here, and we're going to do some calisthenics. We're just going to do some ab work.
Chair work.
Yes, in the chair. And so I kept trying to put some time on the clock for him to quit, but he wouldn't quit.
He's and tough. I can assure you he's going to be in the parking lot next year.
It's
going to be rematch. Yeah. It's Deuce and DJ round three, and so live from Vacherie.
Just so everyone knows, DJ's in the third grade, so he had plenty of energy.
So this is where we will be for the next couple of hours. We're going to be talking Pelicans, Saints, lot going on. Come by, you pick up an American flag here. They've got chocolates for us. That's what I was doing, by the way. I got chocolates for us. When you were out racing, I got some chocolates. And some, I believe it's, what do we have, a jambalaya today?
Smells like it.
Very good. So, but it is. It's a perfect way as we come on Fridays and they honor the military with a free flag and some jambalaya. Come on in the bank. It's, you know, in this day and time, this is probably the only time I go in a bank. This is when I come to do this show. I've not been in a bank.
That blows me away when you tell me that too.
Really? You go to bank still?
Yes. Yes. We have small talk. We have conversation. We, you know,
I don't have enough money to go in the bank. I don't want the bank coming to me.
It's sometime to tell. It's to, so I can have interaction with a person, and I don't have to. It's not asking me, "Are you human?" Where you hit the button. You know, now
I'm getting good at that.
Yeah, now I got to identify. Please hit the spots of a bike or a bus, and so no, I want a human interaction.
Well, how about
to talk to?
Well, this is the place, right? 1910, 115 years. When you think about the things that have happened since this bank opened.
A few voices have been in this building.
A few voices have been in this building. Of just impressive. We're at 2785 Highway 20 West, Vashery. It's the main branch, Luke, here of the First American Bank. So lots coming your way. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come on by, say hello. If you want to, you know, challenge Deuce, knock yourself out. But we'll take a quick break. Fans in the Pro, live from First American Bank, 2785 Highway 20 West. Back after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back for our special WWL Fans in the Pro live from First American Bank in Vashery, celebrating and saluting those who have served our country. First American giving away free American flags right here at the main branch in Vashery until 6 o'clock, which is when we will be here too. As well, stop by, say hello, show your support for our veterans every day. And also, quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Vashery.com. High school football Friday night, St. James. We are in St. James, Vashery. St. James is at Berwick. Now, it's been a while. I have not covered a lot of high school football, but I did some checking. And I want you to think about how fun this would be if we were the play-by-play team of the St. James Wildcats. Okay? They're 7-2. In their wins, they have scored 49, 52, 54, 34, 48, 51, and 57.
So they know how to get it in the end zone.
They do. That would be somewhat of a different broadcast. And they're playing Berwick tonight, who is 1-8, so that should be
not very fun. And at Berwick?
Yes, it is at Berwick.
1-8.
I cannot believe. So do you know, for us, we're at the halfway point of the NFL, high schools.
You've done a little homework.
Yes, I did.
What is their power ranking?
Oh, come on.
I was just asking
I found out on Max Preps. So I was close.
With their record, where they are now with that record, then I do know that high school playoffs are getting ready to start.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's the last game of the regular season.
This should be for Louisiana and Mississippi. They've already started.
Yeah.
Last night and tonight in Mississippi and certain classifications, playoffs start in Mississippi. And so, you know, I have to follow both states.
Yeah,
and
you
so,
do. I understand.
Yeah, I follow both states. And so when you look at it and you see some of the power rankings for a lot of the teams, you start wondering, man, how can a team be 1-8 or how can a team sometimes have a losing record and still qualify for the playoffs? Well, a lot of times it's because of, one, you probably got too many teams. You know, when you start – eliminating teams that shouldn't, and they still get an automatic because of the divisions that you have. And then it's the other one is, hey, maybe I had somebody that was hurt and we won just enough of the right division games and you get into the playoffs.
Yeah, the districts are so complicated.
Well, and that's why I was trying to go, but I wasn't even going to go deep into it. And so that's why a team that has a losing record, but their district was not as strong, right, so they automatically qualified. And so there will be a lot of that in both states. But, yes, good luck to all of the teams that are either in the playoffs or getting ready to start
their playoff actions. And with the whole goal, of course, of coming to the Superdome.
That's correct.
The first week of December, and that's just such a phenomenal weekend. Just football all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's just, man, it's so cool that we got it back. And I don't understand the classifications anymore because that's more of your world. And you're at high school, you know, you'll be leaving tonight and going to a high school game. And so
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah, I still don't understand it, though. But, yes, that's correct.
Now, here's what I know. Keep winning. Get to the Superdome. You keep playing, and you get to the Superdome. So the Saints will be in Carolina on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Carolina 5-4. Saints 1-8, as we well know. And we're going to be talking with Pelicans, Andrew Lopez, in just a few minutes, the next block. We're talking a little, you know, Saints action here. Did the trades deadline – were surprised at all, or maybe that one person wasn't on the list?
Well, there's always surprises.
Right.
And so sometimes the surprises are the trades that you don't make. One of the things that I did know was you weren't going to trade players just to trade players. You were going to have to get some value. And then I think when you talk about some value, you can look at it and say, well, you didn't get a six-rounder's not value. When you talk about Trevor Penning, you know, particularly in that situation, the Saints had already told you that unless it was outstanding a season for him, because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option,
right,
that he more than likely was not going to be in the plans. So you get something. You get something. Now, did he, with the first-round billing and moving to different positions, did he live up to the billing? Probably not, because he's not on your roster long-term.
Right.
But you don't –
second pick of the first round.
You don't hit on every pick as well, but that's one from an evaluation standpoint. You don't want to have to do it now during the season, but you're going to have to figure out, all right, why didn't this work with that particular player? And you kind of file it off to the side. But you have to do a deep dive. I mean, because I feel like if you don't do that, then you're cheating your process. Because what you don't want to happen is for a situation like that to happen again. If that makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, and I'm sorry.
No, I'm not.
On Shahid, heck of a player. First of all, heck of a young man. Yeah. Great young man. I mean, and so I hate to see him go, but I'm happy for him to hopefully, knock on wood, to be able to secure a long-term contract that he has definitely earned. But for the Saints, they were in a situation where you have two talented receivers that both are, quote-unquote, technically up, or at least you're negotiating or want to keep both of those guys. And with having control, really, of Chris Olave for the next 3 years and having to probably have to put the franchise tag or some type of tag on Shahid, you felt that, hey, I can get two picks, fairly good value, for a young man that you didn't even draft. He was an undrafted guy.
Yep.
And so you hate to lose him because of the person he is, and obviously the talent kind of speaks for itself.
Speed.
But at the same time, I think that you helped yourself when you added the assets as far as the draft picks. And some people will fuss and slam you because, well, that team's going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, they probably are. But it's still – how many picks are in the round?
32.
Okay. I was just making sure.
None of that's changed.
No.
And so the Saints had five going in for 26. They picked up the two with Shahid, four and a five. And as we go to break, think about, you know, they traded, they got Luke Fortner. They traded Awesome Richards. They signed Dylan Raydens in the offseason. Hey, guess what? Those trades that nobody thought about and you gave away a 27 or 28, they're playing this week. They're starting.
They're playing.
Awesome Richards is starting. Dylan Raydens is starting. Luke Fortner is starting. And that was the trade with Luke Fortner with Colin Saunders.
Vele.
Yeah. Devon Vele, you're right. Vele is going to be, you know, people have been asking, where's Devon?
He's going to be involved for sure now.
Because, you know, they gave away a fourth and a seventh, I believe.
For next year.
Yeah.
Seventh for next.
And so we'll talk more about that. We're also going to talk about the Pelicans not playing tonight, but they do play tomorrow night. We are at First Americans Bank, their main branch, J.B. Falgu Building. Come on by, 2785 Highway 20 West. We're back after this on a special edition of Fans and Pro right here until 6 o'clock. Get a free American flag and some beautiful jambalaya as well. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. My boss, Deuce McAllister. We are in Vacherie at the main branch, the J.B. Falgo building. We'll be here till 6 o'clock as we celebrate and honor veterans for all of their service, past, current, and present and future. Veterans Day is on Tuesday, the 11th, but come by here, get a free American flag, get some jambalaya. Luke, how's the jambalaya?
It's good.
Yes. Excellent. I thought it would be. It always is. You've come to the right place for that kind of cooking. Do you see the pot that they cooked it in? Big old kettle, that black big old, yeah, just perfect. So when we were in Los Angeles, the Pelicans also played that day against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they got beat 137-106, and they to drop to 0-6.
No. The Pelicans we played the Clippers. That's what you just said, right?
No, the Thunder, November 2nd, Sunday, November 2nd. The day we lost to the Rams, I say we, they played the Oklahoma City Thunder and lost by 31.
The Rams, yes. No, Mike, my memory
dude,
is
this
going
is
back.
Last Sunday, man. I am not going back
Sunday.
Too far.
I'm going to Friday. The Pelicans that Friday night played the Clippers.
Okay.
And Kawhi, and the only reason I know, I was in the building.
Okay.
Intuit Dome. Kawhi hit the claw, hit a shot to beat him right there at the end, at the buzzer.
We were on the plane and we flew over right when it was happening.
When you guys flew over, yep. But I was in the dome, the Intuit Dome. And can I go on a rant?
Yes, now that we have our dates correct, by
yes,
all means.
No, yes, because I had my games mixed up. Look, you know some people over at the Superdome and the arena. Let me fuss at you first.
Well, hold on a second. Now, you didn't say you were going to do that.
Well, the rant can't
be about me.
Yeah, well, Mike.
All right.
I have no intention of going back to the Intuit Dome in L.A. The only reason I went was because the Pelicans were playing. I am somewhat, I won't call myself technology savvy. I'm somewhat technology savvy. I had to ask a 23-year-old kid, man, how do you just get a ticket? I cannot. I had my ticket in Ticketmaster. I had my tickets. So, one fuss. And I was with some guys from New Orleans. Okay. So, they flew out. They see the Saints. They go to the Pelicans. And they probably laugh because they know. All of us were older. I'll just put it that way.
Experienced.
And so, you literally, I'm fine with no cash. Cool. No problem.
Got it.
Each individual has to have their own ticket. Cool, no problem. But you have to download their app. You have to download their app. Once you download their app, if your tickets are with Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, whomever, it has to transfer.
When you say their app, Intuit Dome?
And you want to look at my phone. I have the Intuit Dome.
We don't roll like that.
Whoa. So it's a data grab. It's a data grab is all it is. So the Intuit Dome, and let me know how long I got to fuss, because I'm going to fuss like Bobby here. But anyway, once you download that app, if you track the Pelicans and you have the Pelicans app, you must sign out of that app because the interface does not agree. You cannot have that app or the NBA app and get your tickets through Intuit Dome. It was way too much going on.
How would anybody know that?
You don't, unless you go often.
That's
so they have this little area over here, the help desk.
The old people desk.
The old people desk. So I go over and, you know, they explain.
Look, people, I'm old, so I can say that.
We finally downloaded. Once you do all of that, you sign out. They get all your data, all your information. You know, hey, do you want to take a face scan? Do you want to,
oh my
you know,
goodness.
I said, no, I just want my tickets. Is there a place where I can just print my tickets? You know, just give me a paper ticket.
I bet they laughed at that.
They did laugh at me. And so,
print your tickets, are you?
And so we get in. Seats, phenomenal. I mean, look, they've done a fantastic job in the facility. But when I tell you it's like video games and lights and, I mean, if you're sensitive to lights and a lot of
strobes
the action,
oh,
my goodness, you don't want to be in there.
And somewhere there's a basketball game taking place?
Well, the basketball game is it's a bucket. So it's down, you're looking down in the bucket, but your seats are going off, your seats are lighting up. And so every time a basket is made by their team, your seats light up and their lights. If your team is shooting free throws, there's lights on the seat going off.
I had no idea.
It's an electronic show. So, as I need a cold drink from all of this action going on, there is no one that comes to the seat. Cool. No worries. Now, my seats were good. They weren't expensive. So, if I got the expensive seat, then I would have had that privilege. We'll put it that way. Long story short, there was no seats into the area where you go. There was no original restaurants. Everything was cookie cutter. It was fast food. You wasn't getting no jambalaya, and you weren't getting hot jambalaya at that. You were going to get something that was prepackaged, made, and to get into there, guess what you needed?
Your ticket.
You remember that app that you
– Yeah.
Well, if you didn't do your facial –
Oh, come on.
You weren't getting
it. You had to, like we do with credentials, put your face up
you
to
had
a screen.
To put, you had to put it
to get a drink and a hot dog?
You ain't getting a hot dog. It was prepaid.
I am scratching off Intuit Dome.
Mike, if you look it up,
my list.
I know.
We passed right by on the way to the airport.
Well, you did right by passing by. No seats in there. They don't want you to go and enjoy the amenities. They want you in your seat watching and cheering.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was just like, man, I can't enjoy this. You know, I just wanted to go and, you know, get a snack and check it out. But every restaurant was the same. It was like
a mall.
It was a mall. Yeah. But it was a mall with every restaurant the same. Not different name. It was the same restaurant.
Right.
All the way around. And so, but it was so technology. And so it's almost like what is it, Amazon or some of the stores that like Amazon where you put your card down on and you have to do your face and you go in and grab an item and you're behind a screen like deal where it's like, hey, you grab and go. It was literally almost a grab and go. But if you didn't have your face on the ticket on
they
download,
asked you. They said they had.
Well,
you
I said no. I just wanted to go and watch the game. But that is my.
That's what you got to do. And that's what you got to do.
That's all I got to do. So that is my rant with the Intuit Dome. And what does that app say?
The right? L.A. Clippers.
Intuit Dome. I still hadn't erased the app yet. Probably out of principle. But I do.
You got to show people for the story.
No, I'm not telling that long story to most people. It's just to you.
Okay. So how I began this conversation was that when we were playing the L.A. Rams on Sunday, the Pelicans were losing to Oklahoma City on the road, and it was not pretty. They went to 0-6, and there were a lot of – it was like, ooh, I don't know what's going to happen on Monday. There were a lot of things going on, and it was like LSU was imploding. Everything was imploding, and it just was not good. And I only say that because then they come home, and they beat the Hornets, and then they beat Dallas on the road, held a team under 100. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we will look back, I believe, at these two victories, and they will be more meaningful. Now, I say that, and then today, Jordan Poole, injured. He's going to be out for a while.
He was out for Dallas as well.
This team is just,
he was out for Dallas, and then probably a couple days or day or two before that, Zion was out.
Yeah.
So both of them are out anywhere from 7 to 10 days.
Which, where by the way, your two leading scorers, Zion and Williamson.
Yeah,
and
well, they will have to be reevaluated. Zion is hamstring, and Jordan is quad, I believe it is. And so, you know, knee/quad. And Misi's been out with a sickness for the last two games, and I think that he'll miss tomorrow as well. He's been sick, and so that doesn't help. But it does one thing for you. It gives other guys an opportunity to play. And in those two games, those other guys took advantage of it. Because against the Hornets, I believe it was, your bench production probably hit 60 points. I know it was over 50. And it almost matched what your starters did. So you got tremendous production. Look, Derrick Queen was a young man at the Pelicans, moved up to get, and he's been phenomenal. Pelicans gave up an unprotected first. I understand it. I know it. You know, and people are not very happy with that. But if that young man continues to produce, because look, he was hurt. He was hurt in summer league.
Yeah.
He had zero training camp. He had zero preseason, and he's been slowly getting more and more minutes, more and more trust. Shout out to DeAndre Jordan and Looney. Two guys that are veterans and kind of have taken him under their wing. And, you know, they've been really, really good for him, because if you look at him, the biggest knock that you're going to get about Derrick Queen is he's not slash athletic. But the young man can play the game of basketball. And he's an old school. He's 6'10", he's a post. But he's an old school post where it's just not back to the basket. He is one that can handle the basketball, and he can create. He is a potential triple double every night.
Well, let me say this. I totally agree, and I will say Sadiq Bey,
unbelievable, fantastic pickup,
is a beast.
Fantastic pickup,
unbelievable of what he can do, and I think we've as soon as Jeremiah Fears turns 14,
right,
we'll start learning more about that young man.
Right.
Good gosh.
Right.
But Sadiq Bey and this team, you know, those two wins came at a time. They don't play tonight. They're on the road again. They're at San Antonio, then at Phoenix. And then almost the rest of November, they're home. And if you look at the December schedule and Red is home, they have three road games the entire month of December.
Well, here's the thing. Can you defend home, go 75 or 80%, and on the road, can you play 500 basketball? So when you go to San Antonio and when you go to Phoenix, can you get one? You're outstanding if you get both of them, but can you get one? What you can't do is you can't be 500 at home and then you have a losing record on the road. I mean, you're already digging out of a hole now just because of how you started, but for a city and a region looking for a little hope, we're hoping the Pelicans can kind of continue to give us that hope.
You know, if things had gone badly on November 4th and 5th on those two games, I don't know. I just feel like things were just rough. And those two victories November,
and
who knows?
You know this. We're not out of the woods.
No.
By any stretch of imagination. So here's the other thing. When you talk about that San Antonio game this upcoming tomorrow.
Yep.
We took them when they were here. We took them to overtime. You should have won it. Zion, right at the end, missed the second free throw. He hit the first. I think he missed the second one, and that allowed, you know, we ended up losing it in the overtime. I mean, so there's been a couple of games where if you just finish
at Memphis, game of the year, it should have been a W, and we would not have – that's how you should start the year.
If you just finish in a couple of games a little bit better, then you probably have a different outcome. And the thing with the Pelicans is it's been the third quarter. That's where it's just been. I don't even know if you need to take them into the locker room anymore. You got to figure out a way to, hey, you know, whatever. Stay out here and shoot free throws. You know, whatever we're doing at halftime, we're going to cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because that's been when the game has gotten away from it a little bit. And, you know, you fight so hard to get back in it in the fourth quarter where it's just like, do I have anything left in the tank?
Yeah. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First Americans Bank, J.B. Falgu building in downtown Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20. Take a quick break back after this as we honor all veterans ahead of Veterans Day on Tuesday, November 11th. Bank will be closed then, but we're open until 6 o'clock tonight. Back after this here on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister in a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro, broadcasting live from the First American Bank, J.B. Falgu building, right here in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20 West. come by, get a free American flag, get some jambalaya. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. This is on our schedule every year. We love it.
Mike, you know, when you tell the address, and if you go, depending on which way you go, leaving the bank,
mm-hmm.
I bet you if I said this, it's right down the street from where they got them fried ribs at. Then what will people know where you're talking about?
Fried ribs. I didn't see that.
So I just said, right down the street.
Right down the street from the Shell at the intersection.
Well, I ain't going to say which one, but if you're from this area.
Y'all know about fried ribs?
They eat too healthy. They don't know about them fried ribs. They eat too healthy.
Is he still in the cornfield? Is Deuce in the cornfield?
I'm in the cornfield and the sugar cane field. But that's not something I heard. That's something that I know about. So I put it like that.
I will say this. You are right about one thing. Staying on the radio to people that are in this area, in St. James and in the parishes, 2785 Highway 20, they know the First American Bank. They know. You don't got to tell me the address, dude. It's not 15,000 streets. It's the main branch.
Well, they got 15,000 streets, but maybe all of them don't have a true name. You got to go to the stop sign, or you go to the stoplight, and then the second street you take a left.
You know, some of the streets have names, and you wonder how did the Charles Long Street become about? And
my dad owned that property, right. or Mr. Long's family owned
right.
that.
They owned
land.
The property, and they needed some place to tell the ambulances to come.
You're,
fire and security and ambulances needed a place to come, so you couldn't just have a street with no name.
That's only if they service the area.
Right.
You got to remember that part now. Some of the streets don't have a name. And so 911 and the system, we got to go old school now. You take out the Atlas map. Now, you know what the Atlas map is.
I do.
And so now you start looking at it, and it has no name on it. We're going to identify it by the river that comes through there. And so it's also by what's the major landmark?
Yep.
You know, and that's how a lot of the streets, they got the name, and it was the family that lived in that area. And so that street was because of that family, or, you know, maybe maybe the area was known for X.
Right.
So it may have been Paper Mill Road.
It's a unique drive. For me, I came from the Superdome, so it's only 40-some miles, but I went through Orleans, Jefferson, St. Charles, St. John, to land in St. James. Five parishes to get here. It's pretty cool. Doesn't take much to amuse me, as you well know. So we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and we have a special guest coming up right after the news at 5 o'clock, Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course. So we get to talk a little golf, served in Vietnam, and been a First American Bank customer, let's say 65 years.
Plus.
Not bad. And counting. So we'll talk to Rusty when we come back. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, we are here at the First American Bank in Vacherie. The main branch, 2785 Highway 20 West. There, did it again. Charlie Long is back in the station. Charlie Long, I just gave you a street, by the way. I hope you're happy.
Appreciate it, Haas.
Pretty cool. There you go. Got your own street. And we're here until 6 o'clock. Get your American flag. Come get some jambalaya. Get a picture with Deuce. If you want to challenge Deuce to some push-ups, knock yourself out and do that as well. We're back after this. News is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.